It's 63 degrees and sunny in Nashville. We do expect it to be another warm day, getting up into the mid-80s. Rain is expected to start showing up tomorrow. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. The Nashville Electric Service is pursuing reforms after its electric system failed during an ice storm in January. Power losses stretched out for 16 days, and the company delayed giving people estimates for the time of restoration. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports that an independent review shows it didn't have to be that way.
The storm coated Nashville with upwards of 0.75 inches of ice, snapping tree limbs and pulling down power lines. About half the city lost power. Now, NES is looking to do better. The group hired legal groups to coordinate a review of its planning and response to the storm. And CEO Teresa Boyle-Zaplin told the company's board on Wednesday that NES is taking action now ahead of the stormy spring season.
So we've committed the last 80-plus days to making significant progress in the areas that impact our customers the most.
The review found that NES did not have sufficient planning or communication for a large-scale event. Critically, the company did not have a reliable method to estimate the workers needed to respond to the storm. The review authors also recommend a new outage alert system. Then, NES can consistently provide an estimated time of restoration when customers lose power. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
A last-minute push to expand Tennessee's pilot school voucher program has failed to pass the Senate. The bill would have changed the program's eligibility and capacity limits. Currently, Tennessee has what it calls education savings accounts for lower-income families in Davidson, Hamilton, and Shelby counties. It also has education freedom scholarships, aka universal vouchers. There are no income restrictions in order to apply, and those can be used statewide, although lower-income students are supposed to be prioritized. This is what was expanded from 20,000 to 35,000 slots in an earlier vote this session. The proposal would have widened who is eligible for the first category of vouchers, the ones intended for lower-income students. It sought to open applications for a family of four making up to $240,000 a year. It also would have eliminated the cap on participation for that program, and students waitlisted for the statewide program would automatically be considered for the income-restricted voucher. Lawmakers were also pushing to expand the program to Knox County. That measure came just shy of the votes needed to pass the Senate yesterday. Meanwhile, the Tennessee legislature has approved a measure to ban undocumented drivers from operating commercial vehicles. It's already against federal law for workers without legal status to become truck drivers. The legislation would impose criminal penalties for employers who knowingly hire an undocumented driver. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.